So this is an interesting clip of Ben Shapiro. And what he's trying to do in this clip basically is tell you that he's had a vaccine, so he must believe in the science, mask wearing, and also believes that if you don't vaccinate people, you can end up with variants that like the Delta variant or worse. So he generally believes in the science. So what he's trying to do in this is basically tell people that he will fight using the hashtag do not comply. He will fight this mandate from Joe Biden where you have to be vaccinated. If you have a company with 100 or more employees, you either have to be, everybody has to be vaccinated, or those who don't want to be vaccinated have to be tested weekly. So he's willing to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. So have a listen to this, this little tirade, I guess you would call it, from Ben.
To more on Joe Biden's unconstitutional and authoritarian policies in just one second. First, as we are discussing, Joe Biden's weaponization of OSHA to force all companies with over 100 employees to either mandate vaccines or test their employees for COVID at least once a week is tyrannical.
You know, folks, everybody deserves to work in a place and have not just the freedom from having a machine take your hand off, but also the freedom from having the employee that's working next to you not give you COVID, especially when there was a vaccine. I don't see this as tyrannical. You know, it's time to dispense with the hissy fits, you know, the little baby hissy fits that everybody's having over this vaccine. Just get the dang vaccine and get it over with. I mean, people that are 70, 80, 90, God knows, 100 years old are getting the vaccine, and it hasn't killed them.
And it's not just tyrannical. It is dictatorial in extremis. It is amazingly dictatorial.
Really?
And as I say, companies that don't comply are going to face up to $14,000 for each violation.
Oh.
That could be ruinous to businesses all over the country who still want freedom for their employees, including the Daily Wire. As I say, I'm vaccinated. I encourage vaccination. We live in a free country. Americans still have the right to make their own decisions. So we plan on fighting Joe Biden's dictatorial mandate with every resource at our disposal as a company. So this is a battle. It's going to be a legal battle. And we are calling on everybody who's listening to help us fight this obscene tyranny.
It's going to be a PR battle, folks.
Tyrannical mandate. And if you join as a Daily Wire member right now, it's self-serving, but it's true. You will be giving us the resources.
Self-serving, but it's true. Give us the resources to fight this. It's all a PR thing. It's just a way to gin up, you know, this animosity, folks. And I blame Donald Trump. He's shown everybody how you can take something stupid, you know, like using bleach or hydroxychloroquine, whatever, something stupid, and you can actually gin up resistance, and in the process of ginning up resistance, you can gin up support and money. That's what he's trying to do here, folks. And it's just something that has become endemic now in our society. Donald Trump has shown the blueprint of taking stupidity and being divisive with it and using it to fundraise and make a hell of a lot of money in the process. The Save America PAC is a good example of that. So, like I said, I'd be kind of curious to see what people think about this, but I'm with Howard Stern on this when it comes to freedoms. You should be able to go to work. You should be able to work next to somebody that you know is not going to give you COVID. And right now, the best way that we know how to do that is by making sure that everybody gets vaccinated. So I think old Ben Shapiro is looking at a quick dismissal on this, but he's not against just trying to raise a little money about it in the process. Till next time, folks.